The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check. What's up, guys? 585-252-9800. It's Moose and Breezy on PXY Mornings. We're just checking in this morning, seeing what the good vibes are. We're trying to set the tone for the rest of the week, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Who's here, Breeze?
So many of our friends are just checking in. You can be one of them, 585-252-9800. Well, who do we have here? Our friend Hannah's here. Not to be confused with intern Hannah. And she says, great weekend. Love celebrating the Bills yesterday and pulling out the W.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely. Let's see who else is here. Our friend Lindsay's here. She says, had a great weekend. Tried a couple new spots around the city. I just love it here. Good. Fall back in love with your city.
What's the newest spot? All you gotta do. What's the latest spot that's just open?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, they're constantly flipping and switching and doing all the things with all these different places. But
well, we know Park Ave has run out of space.
No, I mean, the brand new coffee shop just opened up, like, last month. Which, if you haven't been to Montgomery Court, go. It's awesome. On the other side of Park Ave, that there's nothing down there. It's way more quiet and just secluded, but it's a great vibe. This person says, great vibe. Spent the weekend celebrating my brother and his wife as they got married. That's from Ken's.
Hey, congratulations.
It's nice. And who else is here? Olivia says, excited to vote tomorrow and do my civil duty. Perfect.
It's a big day tomorrow.
I'm in my good vibes today because our company finally hired another engineer. So
yeah, we finally did. That was over a one-year search. That took a little while, but they needed the perfect candidate.
Yes, they did.
I was like, do you need us to do it? We could do it. Like, nah, please don't.
So shout out to Dylan. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, Dylan's our new guy. Love that. Poor Derek. Our head guy, our engineer Derek, has just been
miserable.
Well, he's overworked. Yeah. I mean, he's one guy trying to take care of five radio stations in a building. It's a lot.
Yeah, I'd be miserable too.
It's a lot. So I'm glad he finally got some help. Yes, the vibes are up. It's going to be 60 for the high today and then 75 tomorrow. Don't ask me what's going on, but we'll take it. This is great. Wednesday, 68. Thursday, close to 60. Friday, same exact thing. It's just, yeah, the weather looks pretty good. So, good vibes stuff. Are totally up. Bought a car on Saturday.
How'd that go? About
that. Pretty good. I was very impressed with just how quickly I was like in and out. You know what I mean? I didn't have to deal with any kind of hassle. So I'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit.
Nice.
But before that, big story of the day. This. How many of you have not voted yet? Because here's the deal. Early voting in New York State wrapped up last night. And with Election Day being tomorrow, Monroe County is expecting to break a whole lot of records. And people are wondering, who's it going to be? Trump? Harris? Who's to say? We'll talk about all the voting and the polls, when they're going to close, all that stuff coming up for the big story of the day next. And why you need to make sure you get out there and vote, vote, vote. Because whatever the outcome is, if you didn't vote, you have no reason to complain. Right. So sorry. We'll talk about that coming up next. Thank you guys for the vibes this morning. It's PXY.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98
PXY. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Okay, guys, here's the deal. Early voting in New York State wrapped up last night. And with Election Day tomorrow, Monroe County is expecting to break some records. Numbers are in, far exceeding 2020 early voting by up to over 20,000 voters. So, however, though, the board says their work is far from over with Election Day right around the corner. They're prepared for a very busy day with hundreds of thousands of voters expected to come to polling sites across the country. They said they should probably end up around 130,000 voters for early voting this year. And it's never been this high. They will exceed 2020 by over 15 or 20,000 voters, said Peter Elder, who's the deputy Republican commissioner at the Monroe County Board of Elections. Even with 130,000 voters voting early, there's over 220,000 more voters that are going to be voting on Election Day.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of companies that understand this. Some people are going to be late to work.
Right.
And they're asking some of their employers, hey, just give us a heads up if you're going to be out of the office for 6 hours.
Right.
Hey, you know, just let us know. Now they'll be voting in 215 separate polling sites, so the impact in each polling site will be less, but it's going to be a very, very busy day for the inspectors, people at the election dealing with this. According to the Board of Elections, nearly 500,000 people are registered to vote in Monroe County this year. That's the most registered voters in the history of the county. So it's really nice to see how many people are, yes, they want to make a difference. They want their voice to be heard, their vote to be counted, because God knows, we all know somebody that complains when the results come out, but those people never voted.
Right. Absolutely.
So for the first time ever, the county will issue a robocall to those voters with a phone number on record. I mean, most likely you already received that call, which contained a quick message with important deadline information. Along with that, I'm sure you've also received over 100 political text messages. I know I have. But deadline to vote is tomorrow. Who will it be? Donald J. Trump or Kamala Harris?
That we just simply don't know. But there's been a lot of voting anxiety for me. Did you vote yet, or are you doing it on Tuesday?
I'm good to go, yeah.
A lot of voting anxiety for sure. We'll get into that a little later on in the show, but
we will talk about that coming up at 7:10. But next, how many of us always feel the need to constantly get a deal? I don't know. I think maybe it's in our DNA.
Mm-hmm.
We constantly want to feel like, hey, we made out. And it doesn't matter how small it is.
I never want to feel like I'm getting screwed.
This was me over the weekend, totally on Saturday. And it may have come off a little petty.
Okay.
But I did it anyways.
Classic.
I'll tell you what I bought, where I was, coming up next on PXY.
98 KPXY, the number one hit music station.
Your chance at winning $5,000 every day.
Every day.
7 days a week.
Yay! Thank you. I have no idea how much I actually need this right now.
Winning is easy.
How many of us always feel the need to constantly get a deal?
Me.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Yeah, we know. Say no more. I think maybe it's in our DNA because we constantly want to feel like, hey, we're making out. We're getting a deal on something, whether it's a big purchase or not. Who cares? And I think sometimes it's possible to come off petty when doing this type of thing, but so be it. A deal's a deal.
Yeah.
This weekend, I bought a new car. Very excited about it. It was a great experience. I'll go ahead. I'll give Eid Honda a free plug because everyone there actually made this process, which typically is, as we know, a painful one, not so painful. And so thank you. They were great. And I was in and out of there in an hour or so. But I ended up getting the car I wanted. And I got a good deal. But it just wasn't enough because I needed to feel like I made out. You know what I mean? Like, and I did.
Wait, but you did get a good deal.
Yeah, but I needed to walk away feeling like, yeah, I worked them. I got a great deal. So what do? After I send this poor sales guy back and forth from the GM's office for I don't know how many times, he comes back and says,
like running.
All right, I can't believe they said yes to your offer, but they're good with it. We're going to do it. I said, I need all brand new floor mats included. He goes,
what?
The sales guy goes, what? I said, I need the mats, brand new mats. I need them included with the car, no deal. And the look on his face was like, you're annoying me.
Yeah, he's like, honestly, no deal.
So he comes
next.
He comes back and he's like, all right. They said yes to the floor mats. I said, all right, where do I sign? But that was the icing on the cake. Listen, when I bought my last car in California, bought a pretty expensive car. And while I'm signing it, I said to the sales guy, I like this pen. May I keep it? He goes, you want my pen? I said, yeah. He goes, all right, take the pen. I took the pen.
It's a Bic from Dollar General.
It was probably his favorite pen, but man, did it write nice. And I took the pen. You know, I needed something. So how many of you can relate, though? Anyone have a stubborn dad who tries to find a deal even when an item on sale is already discounted? Like, they'll look for a loose thread on a T-shirt just so they can ask the manager to take 10 bucks off the sales price.
This is my dad when it comes to traveling. He's like, we're going to drive to Elmira and we're going to fly to California and then we're going to land in Fort Myers 3 days later. Yeah. But it's only $7.
I'm right. Like, that's your dad.
Okay.
Your dad will go so out of the way to save a buck.
He's a money guy.
Financial advisor. 585-252.
At some point, though, you got to take a look in the mirror and say, is it worth it? You know what I mean? Is it worth it?
It typically never is after you get done telling us the story of how this trip went down.
We have driven to Pennsylvania, to Philly, to fly out. Like, it's been wild.
Right.
We're going to drive to Philly, then we're going to fly to, you know.
This was me 3 years.
North Dakota. We're going to fly to Fort Myers. Like,
six years ago, I took a trip from LAX all the way back to Rochester. What do you think I wanted to do? Times were tough. I had to save a buck. I went from Los Angeles to Las Vegas, from Vegas till Milwaukee, 4-hour layover from Milwaukee to Rochester, something like that. I don't know. I had like three airports I had to go to so I can save 20 bucks off the ticket price. And I'm like, that 6.5 hours of travel time turned into 17. It was a nightmare.
Yeah.
But 585-252-9800, what's the one thing you guys have tried to get a deal on, whether it was big or small? We'd love to hear from you. Because growing up, I would watch my dad go into a dealership. And he would wheel and deal these guys. He loved getting up and walking out. He loved walking out. Nothing brought my dad more pleasure. And I remember being just a little kid. But watching him.
Like, are we going to get a car?
Well, that's true.
Are we going to get a new Windstar?
I'd watch my dad walk out and I'd ask him, like, are you going to buy the van? No, we're going. Get in the car. We're leaving. And then when I was 13.
Would they run after him?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes they would. And he loved that. So when I was 13, I was at a dealership.
He loves the chase.
I was at a dealership with my dad and he was trying to buy a new, like, van for the family. you know, the minivan?
The Windstar.
He sent this poor sales guy back and forth to the GM's office maybe 12 times. I mean, my father did not let up. He wanted a deal. The guy finally comes back and says, "Sir, I think you tired my manager out because he finally agreed you can have it at the price you want." And my dad goes, "Well, I want all new floor mats with the van." And the guy goes, "Sir, you're going to get me fired." And then this was me. 30-something years later, I did the exact same thing.
You are your father.
Thanks, Dad.
I think the moral of the story is we always turn into our parents. We always do. I mean, when I would go shopping with my mom, not for cars, but for clothes, we would never even entertain the idea of a front rack. You got to go to the back. It's a clearance.
Oh, interesting.
Never. Didn't even look at it. She's like, "We don't pay full price for things. We go to the back." I'm like, okay, T. I mean, rocking last season. Oh, yeah.
Andrew says, "Moose, your dad is pretty similar to my father. He tried getting the woman who worked at Starbucks to give him a cheaper rate on his cup of coffee. He doesn't understand. That's not how things work. It's so awkward and embarrassing."
Prices are set. They're bargaining like they're at a garage sale. It's
right.
Like, no. No.
Trish says, "My husband always tries getting the guy at Best Buy to knock $100 off the TV he wants. Until this day, it's never, ever worked."
Never.
The prices are set, people.
You know, in the sense of the car and things like that, for sure, that's a negotiable thing. You in the middle of Von Maur being like, "This blouse is 30, I want it for 25. They're like, "It's corporate. We don't bargain here."
Yeah.
We don't bargain here. I'm so sorry. But
when I used to work and do those road shows at Costco for the skincare, the prices were set. What you see, this is the price. And people would come up to me, "It's $150. I can do $90. I said, "Sir, this isn't a garage sale. You're at Costco.
You're not in Chinatown. This is
what are you doing? There's no, these are the prices. You go to the register and you pay what's on the barcode."
I love doing this in Chinatown with fake designer purses. I loved it. One time I was actually locked in a garage because the police were coming. But that's a story.
Oh, can't wait to hear about that.
98 PXY mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Political anxiety just seems to be through the roof this week with the election, and I know just how concerned and anxious people are over what the possible outcome could potentially look like. It's PXY mornings. We got Moose and Breezy here. Thank you guys for tuning in. Whether you're voting red or blue, at the end of the day, our job is to just vote. And there really isn't anything else you can do to control the outcome tomorrow.
Yeah.
There are going to be people who refuse to accept the results, but you have no choice. Whoever wins this presidential race, that's your president for the next 4 years. And although there's a lot of people that are going to like 2016, who are going to refuse to accept that, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
And all you can do is show up to the polls and vote. That's your job. And if you don't, you have zero right to complain about anything that takes place in the next 4 years.
I just feel like these past couple of days with early voting and absentee ballots being sent in and all the news articles of, I don't know, just people trying to manipulate the outcome, whether it be lighting ballots on fire or casting fraudulent ballots. And listen, it's not happening everywhere, but the stories that make the headlines, you're like, what? You know, it's really scary and nerve-wracking. And not to get like super duper political, because we're definitely not a political show, I've just been dealing with a lot of like anxiety around voting for so many different reasons.
Okay.
Just because of like who I am as a person, what I want to do in life. I mean, I'm gay, so that's like a huge thing. And to know that like that could be taken away from me on Wednesday, or you know what I mean? Just not on Wednesday, but based on the outcome of that. And I've been like really having like panic attacks over it. And I've been like talking to my girlfriend about it and my mom, and they both say the same thing. They're like, "Breeze, there's literally nothing we can do but vote. Like, there's no sense in stressing out about this because you can't control the outcome. All you can do is vote and do your part, and that's all there is to it." But I know I'm not alone, or I know you're like me when I say, like, this is not a new thing. This is not a me thing. The anxiety when it comes to voting, and not just like the outcome of the voting, actually voting itself is anxiety ridden. I feel like going in there and filling out your sheet is so, there's so much anxiety around it because I'm like, I don't want to do the wrong thing.
Well,
I don't want to miss something. I don't want it to get lost. Like, I just feel like when I'm voting, it's definitely something. It's a once in a lifetime experience, or a couple times in a lifetime experience, because people forget about the back. You have to vote on the back too. Like, that's something I had no idea about.
And not to mention, and the board of, the election inspectors, they got a busy job. This is 500,000 people are registered to vote in Monroe County this year. That's the most registered voters in the county's history. So, yes, people are very, very much interested in having their voice heard, especially during this election. But also, I agree with you that, sure, depending on your views and whatnot and your lifestyle and whatnot, this year, the voting, it comes with a lot of anxiety, but also there's a lot of fulfillment there. Mm-hmm. Like, you did your part. When you leave that ballot, and when you go in there and you end up voting, you feel like, hey, I did my duty as a citizen. I voted. And now the rest is, whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's the best thing you can do, is just walk away and be like, okay, I did my part, and it's now out of my hands. Because I know so many people that just lose so much sleep. And it's like, hey, we're still going to, the world's still spinning.
Yeah.
I know this is a tough time for a lot of people, but hey, whoever you decide to vote for, maybe things will work out the way they're supposed to work out.
Mm-hmm. A couple people weighing in right now. This person says, my anxiety is at an all-time high. Just can't wait for all of this to be over. I think it's also just the anticipation. Like, these next 2 to 3 days are going to be some of the longest. This person says, do you know what I need to bring to vote? It's my first time voting. And this other person, it's my first year voting. This person says, in regard to the upcoming election, something I've had anxiety about is so many of my family on my husband's side and some of my friends are opposing viewpoints, as myself and my husband, and they're only voting a certain way because of me or against me. You know, that's hard. Like, being with somebody who has a opposing viewpoint, or being married to somebody who has an opposing viewpoint. I'm not saying it can't happen, for sure, but I see so many of these, like, TikToks and reels online. It's like, on my way to cancel out my husband's vote, or on my way to cancel out my wife's vote. And it's like, oh my God. Like,
yeah,
that's crazy.
To answer the last listener who texted in, if you are, I do know this much, if you are a first-time voter who registered by mail or I think online, and you didn't provide with, like, your registration, I think the only thing you need to really show up with is, do you need a driver's license? Because if you voted in New York before,
some form of identification, for sure.
I do know if you have voted in New York before, you don't need to provide ID to vote, which is odd to me. And that's what I've been hearing over and over and over again. I believe if you are a first-time voter here in New York State, you may want to bring that with you.
For sure.
Or a copy of, like, your social security number or whatnot.
For sure.
So do that. We got a message from our listener, Samantha, that says, sadly, no coping strategies to share with you guys, but I just want to let you know you're not alone. I'm with you 100%. Nikki says, I feel you, Breezy. Part of me remembers the constant rage and fear and grief and exhaustion of the Trump years, and the thought of doing it all over again kind of makes me a little ill, but another part of me feels too burnt out to care anymore. It's just so exhausting.
I feel like I've told this story before, but in the 2016 election, I was in college.
Yeah.
And I was taking a poli sci class. And it was so interesting to learn about, like, everything that was happening as it was happening with both candidates, Trump and Hillary at the time. And we watched so many videos and documentaries. And, like, you know, my professor was amazing in the sense of, like, I didn't know who he was voting for. He didn't really make it out to be one way or the other. But yeah, it was definitely more impactful learning about politics while voting than, like, right now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You know, as far as, hey, Hannah, quick question, our intern Hannah here, because you're 21, you go to Nazareth, right?
Yes.
What's the vibe like at college right now as far as voting, not voting, the political campaigns? Are you guys very, very adamant about your fellow students getting out to the polls?
You know, a lot of my friends are talking about it. We're talking about how stressful it is to figure out how to vote at college.
Yeah.
But on campus as a whole, it's so stressful.
Because all of you are absentee unless you live in Rochester.
Right.
And I just didn't know how to navigate that at first. That was stressful. But on my campus as a whole, we don't really talk about it.
It's weird.
It's very strange.
I'm shocked you're not a president of some poli-sci club to be
out there
telling people to cast their votes, for sure.
Do you feel anxious at all about the upcoming election?
I feel quite anxious about it, especially going through that like last election period and not being able to vote.
I feel like the younger you are, the more anxiety you have. Because the older generation, they've been doing this for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. And they get it. You know, it's like, hey, we've seen it, been there, done that. It's at the end of the day, hopefully, it's all going to work out, right?
And honestly, Hannah, like at your age or maybe even younger than you, these young adults that are voting for maybe the first time ever don't really have a lot of stake in the game. So they're just going based on what their parents registered them for, or what they think or what they grew up believing. Yeah. So it's definitely like important to do your own research. But yeah,
So I guys, agree. Tomorrow being November 5th, it's a big day. Who's it going to be? Donald J. Trump, Kamala Harris. It's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. But like we said, the only thing you can do, I know there's a lot of people very anxious about this. There's a lot of anxiety. Do your part. You can go out there, hit the polls, vote, and make sure. I know a lot of employers are telling their colleagues and their coworkers, hey, listen, just give us a heads up, because we know how long the voting process can take. Early voting ended last night. So if you got to go to the polls today, tomorrow, they're asking you, let us know if you're going to be gone for 6 hours.
Right. You're like, well, I don't know. I had stuff for breakfast and lunch and a late night snack.
I was in line for 7 hours. Oh my God. So we'll talk about this more tomorrow and see how things start to play out here. Thank you guys for tuning in this morning. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98 PXY. If you're a Parkette princess like me, or you just spend a lot of time in that area, well, I have something to share with you.
That's me.
Moose is like, I'm a Parkette princess. There is a motorist advisory issued for the city of Rochester because of the road work that will impact Park Ave heavily, and it goes into effect today. So according to the advisory, Park Avenue all the way for the stretch of Culver to East Ave will undergo a lot of resurfacing, weather permitting, obviously, all of this week. So do not expect to get down Park Ave at all. I haven't driven down. I live on Park Ave, but I have not driven down Park Ave in months because I refuse to go that way. I won't do it. I literally won't do it.
I went for a run. Well, I say run loosely.
A jog.
I went for a valet jog down Park Ave over the weekend. Let me tell you, in front of Bank of America, Gines, that whole corner there is just on Park and Berkeley. A disaster.
Definitely going to impact businesses for sure.
Because they had to pull up all those trees. Because the roots were getting so big, and then the sidewalks were starting to just buckle. So now they got to just rip out all the trees, put in new sidewalks. But when
it looks like trash.
It's going to look beautiful, though, when they're done. It needs to be done. They had to fix it.
Yeah. Drivers should expect heavy delays and lane shifts, and they are encouraged to seek an alternative route because, I mean, if possible, because it's going to be a minute. And it's been a minute for a while now. So during the construction, no street parking will be allowed at all within the work zone. So near CVS and all the way down to the corner of East and Culver, no way. The construction will be taking place with the work zone from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you want any more information, you can go to 13 WAM. But I mean, listen, it's going to be not fun. So if you don't like sitting and waiting, don't take that route.
Yeah.
Starting today.
Coming up on the show, how many of you agree or disagree that forcing your children to say please and thank you could be a terrible idea because it teaches them to not be genuine or sincere.
True.
Got a message from Carol for Parental Confidential, who's got a lot to say on this topic. We'll get into that coming up right after the break on PXY Mornings.
Hi, this is Christina. I just fell into $5,000 just by listening to the Odyssey app.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. Oh! You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas. Completely anonymous. And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Pretty much 100% non-anonymous. Let's go over to Carol. For most parents, your job is to teach your kids to have manners. Be polite.
Mm-hmm.
Say please. Say thank you. Whether they mean it or not. And we got this message from Carol who says she saw a few videos of Dr. Becky, who's a child psychologist, and she says parents should not, under any circumstance, make their children say thank you. Otherwise, it's just not authentic or genuine.
Okay.
How many of you agree or disagree? Here's the full message. Hi, Moose and Breezy. I wanted to reach out because I cannot be the only parent who feels this way. I think it's so important to teach your kids to say the words thank you, whether it's genuine or not. And I've seen so many of these videos of Dr. Becky telling parents they shouldn't make their children say thank you because it's inauthentic. And instead, they should encourage children to just feel gratitude, which then will ultimately result in your children saying thank you spontaneously. I'm not a parent, but I wholeheartedly disagree.
Right.
Am I the only one who is totally opposed to this? To me, the point isn't to feel gratitude when you're saying thank you. I personally don't always feel grateful when I say thank you as an adult. The point is that the person who has done the nice thing hears that they are being thanked in the moment and is recognized for the thoughtful thing that they're doing. In other words, it's not about me. It's about you. And I don't know why this Dr. Becky. Her words really got under my skin and triggered me and made me feel angry. Perhaps it's because I've been in service jobs and in other situations in life where I was working so hard for other people and every single little thank you meant something to me, even if it was delivered as an afterthought. I would be curious to know if other people agree or disagree here, because I will always make my children say thank you and teach them respect, whether it's genuine or not. Thanks, guys. All right. I agree with Carol. Make them say thank you, please. You know, allowing them to do it on their own. Has any parents done that? Does that work? 585-252-9800. Because she's saying, encourage them to feel gratitude, which will ultimately result in your child saying thank you. But do not, under any circumstance, force them to say thank you.
Right.
What?
It's definitely a delicate dance. This person says, I'm all for gentle parenting, but some people like to wear it as a badge of self-righteousness. Yes, I think they should be genuine, but also adults have to be a tiny bit discreet sometimes because other people have feelings as well. Life has nuisance of saying please and thank you, and we say it in person. When someone is doing something nice for us. Kids need to learn that you need to say this to be a thoughtful member of society, and being genuine is important, but believing that somehow is tied to please and thank you is a stretch. Just be nice to your kids and don't overthink it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's hard to not overthink it, though, especially if you're a new parent. Am I doing this right? Am I not doing this correctly?
Well, when I think of like gentle parenting and like the example of this is, it's a little toxic because you're sitting there and you're like, well, I don't want to tell my kid to do anything because then it won't be genuine. It's like, but how are they supposed to learn if you don't tell them? How are they supposed to learn at all? Or right. Show them like when the appropriate time is to say thank you and please and yes and no.
Diana says, I agree. Saying thank you isn't like forcing an insincere apology. It's just good manners.
Right.
I don't care if it's inauthentic or not. Susanna says, kids do learn best by modeling. Kids also don't always understand the social cues of what is being modeled and need some help with it sometimes. My kid is generally really good about please and thank you, and I think a big part of that is that I always say please and thank you to them. Yeah, they're going to pick up on that too.
Yeah.
But to teach them not to say it is like bizarre to me.
But also like, there's so many people that I know that are like older now that don't like say please or thank you. And it's so cringe because it's like, you're 25. Like, what right, are you doing?
You know what I noticed on Halloween? We're all in my brother's garage. We're all passing out candy. We, you know, we got the fire pit in the garage. We're all hanging out. And, well,
in the garage,
but we're in the garage.
It's, the house going up in flames.
It's in the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from the point, all these kids are coming up. No trick or treat, no please, no thank you. And my dad looked at us and he goes, I don't understand.
Yeah.
How come nobody says thank you anymore? They just put out their pillow sack, like, here, fill it up. And then that's it. They turn around and leave. Nobody said thank you. It was so odd to me. And I think you really do have to teach your kids, because there was a parent with one of these children who didn't even bother to correct them. Normally, a lot of my brothers, my sister-in-laws, all of my friends who have kids, anytime their child, somebody does something nice, they always correct them. Like, what do you say? Thank you. That's all you got
to
do.
Well, okay. I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of a young child, because I remember growing up saying thank you. I don't know what it was. It was always a little bit like embarrassing for me. I can't really put my finger on it. Like, or maybe it was more embarrassing when my parents told me to say thank you.
In front of people.
Yeah.
But sometimes, I mean, that's how they learn though.
You know, I don't know.
And obviously, this kid that didn't even say thank you and the mother not correcting them.
What do you say?
That says everything.
What do you say?
Tanya says, I agree with whoever Dr. Becky is. Too many parents force their kids to do things and have manners when half the time they don't even realize what they're doing. Teach your kids to be sincere and say thank you and please when they want to, not because you're forcing them to. I see where she's coming from, but that doesn't always work.
Right.
JC says, I'd rather be perceived as inauthentic than rude and ungrateful, period.
Right.
And the same goes for my kids. Who cares if they don't mean it or not? It does not take much to say a quick thank you.
Right.
I agree, JC. Stephanie says, hi, Moose and Breezy. As a parent, your only job is to teach your kids to be good humans and try to keep your daughters off the pole. Yes. Of course. We're also responsible for...
And your son off the pipe.
Yes, we're also responsible for helping to develop their social skills so they don't grow up to be jobless and friendless. Instilling them with an auto thank you response is doing right by their future selves.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stephanie. Appreciate that. And these are all great, too. But that's, you know, I mean, the whole point of parental confidential too is to get a different perspective on how other people are parenting and some of the issues they're running into. Maybe it's relatable to your lives too and your kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, but thank you so much to our girl Carol for messaging in. I guess she's not a fan of Dr. Becky. So,
bye, Dr. Becky.
See you later. 98 PXY. PXY mornings. It's Moose. It's Breezy. 62 for the high today. We'll take it. And then tomorrow, 75 degrees. I don't know what's going on, but not too bad for November 4th. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. Don't forget, winning is easy. You can download that free Odyssey app. Listen for an hour each day to PXY mornings or 98 PXY for your chance at $5,000.
Love it.
And this national contest, it's that easy. Just make sure you listen to win. Some of you might remember a couple weeks ago, my debit card was stolen here at work.
Uh-huh.
I left my wallet in my backpack at my desk, like I always do. And I think it was 2 weeks ago today. I left the radio station. I opened up my wallet. My debit card's gone. And you know me, I'm very type A. So everything has a place. I know where everything is at all times. I've never lost my wallet. I've never lost my keys.
Uh-huh.
I know where everything is. And so obviously this was very alarming to me. So I go home, I check everywhere, even though I know for a fact it's not there because I just had it the night before. Nope, gone. Well, I go on the air, I wreak havoc because it's got to be
starts
some...
accusing our intern, it's our gotta... poor intern.
That's not true. Hannah, I didn't accuse you. At least your face, I did not. So I go on the air and I'm talking about this because it's someone in the building. And I promised I would get to the bottom of this. So I walk upstairs directly to our general manager's office. I said, Sue, there is a thief in the building at Odyssey Rochester. Someone stole my debit card. She says, what?
She's like, not possible.
She gets on the phone with our engineer. Then she calls our program director, Mike Danger. And she makes Derek, our engineer, go through all the security footage of who came in and out of the building during that specific time. And he calls me. He goes, Moose, I can't find anything sketchy that took place. Nobody suspicious was here. I said, Derek, there's a thief in the building. Figure it out. So
and
then,
I was like, I don't think anybody here would steal your card. You're like, no, it's somebody. There's no way.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no way.
And I was like, I don't even, people don't even know you like have a debit card, honestly. Like,
I'm like,
people don't even have money.
But there could have been anybody. In the last month, we've had painters, electricians, people coming in and out doing construction. I could be anyone.
Not at 6 a.m.
So now I leave my backpack right here down by my legs where I can see it at all times. It's got my keys, my wallet in it, what have you. Let me tell you something. I was pissed for about 48 hours. I had to close out my debit card. You remember.
Yeah.
The bank issued me a new one.
Which is a blessing and a curse, because now you don't have to get charged for things you've been trying to cancel for years.
The gym. And so it's a pain in the ass when you have to do that. I had to like connect my card to everything new. Mm-hmm. When are we at? Today's Monday. So Friday, I get a call, and it's my landlord. Mm-hmm. She goes, hey, Moose, hey, I just want to give you a heads up. Someone found your debit card in the dryer. I was like, no, that can't be. I said, are you sure it's mine? She's got, it's got your full name on it. I said, ooh, this is going to be a bad luck.
Yeah, this is why you...
I couldn't believe it, Breeze.
This is why I can't deal with you type A people, because you're like, I am just for sure. I would bet my entire life on it. It's always in a place. I'm like, it's not always in a place.
How could it have possibly gotten in the dryer? There's no way. It's always in my wallet. I didn't put my wallet in the wash machine. The only thing that
you're
I
probably
can,
ordering Domino's.
No, listen, the only thing I can think of is somebody here stole it. They panicked. They tried to get it back to me, and it ended up in the dryer. Like,
right.
All these true crime documentaries I've been watching for the last 20 years of my life, it's very possible.
So someone accusatory. Someone tried to
cover their tracks.
So accusatory.
How it ended up in the dryer, I don't know. And I said, thank you for finding it. This is truly a mystery. I need you to cut it up for me and throw it out.
You gotta take some responsibility at some point. You gotta do it.
I know I'm in denial.
Still pointing the fingers.
I just don't know how this could have possibly happened. I can't wrap my head around.
Your far-fetched, like, accusatory tone towards our intern Hannah, our intern Jackie, the random painters that haven't been in 3 months. Like, it's just, it's too much. And you, like... You're over here convincing everyone. You're like, yeah, we work with dirty people and we work with people who are dishonest. And I'm like, oh my God, maybe we do. And then I'm questioning, like, did I do it? I wasn't even upstairs today. Like, I don't even know.
That's a possibility. You could have actually maybe done it and didn't even realize it.
I know, maybe I was sleepwalking. But you know what? I'm glad that you found it, because I thought for a second there's this, I don't know if you ever use Twitter anymore, but recently there's been a lot of people just posting others' full card numbers with the expiration and the CVV on the back. So
I think who mentioned that? I think it was our boss last week that mentioned that. What's happened? A bunch of debit cards were stolen, and then they just posted the numbers and goes online.
Yeah, they just put it on Twitter, and they're like, this one works, and then they all just like order things. It's so strange. But anyways, Twitter's a toxic place, so we don't use it.
No, I don't really use it that much. And then I thought, oh man, do I have to apologize to our engineer? Because this is just a simple mistake.
We know that our engineer has so much on his plate. The last thing he wants to do is be fisting through footage for you of something that never happened.
Not only did he have to go through the security cam footage, because you know the beef that Derek and I have had over the last year.
Right.
They made him go in to the system and check every single person who used their key fob to come in and out during a specific time. It like took up a majority of his afternoon.
You were just like placing an order on TikTok Shop and you needed your card and you just put it in your back pocket.
I don't know. I've never done that. I've never taken my debit card out of my wallet and put it in my pocket. I'm like, am I losing my mind? How the hell did it get in the dryer?
Well, we do need to take into consideration, you did tell a story 2 or 3 weeks ago about you spending nearly 3 hours to get a water stain out of your hardwood, and it was just a shadow, so not the early onset Alzheimer's.
I'm losing my mind. I'm actually very concerned.
No, same.
I'm very concerned. Is it me?
It is not.
I don't think so.
Nobody else involved. I know you want everyone else involved. Nobody's here. Nobody's in this. It's just you. You and our engineer and our GM. She comes in once a year and she had to deal with that. Jeez. Come on.
I'm sure she appreciates golly. That. This is like... Well, anyways, guys, I just wanted to give you a heads up. I'm going to get to the bottom of this, okay? So whoever took it, they will pay the price.
Your brain is a scary place.
It sure is.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Miles Smith on PXY Mornings. All right, guys, here's the deal. Early voting in New York State wrapped up last night. And with Election Day tomorrow, Monroe County is expecting to break a record. Numbers are in, far exceeding 2020's early voting numbers by up to 20,000 voters. So, however, the board says their work is far from over. I mean, because with Election Day tomorrow, they're prepared for a very busy day with hundreds of thousands of voters expected to come to polling sites across the country.
Mm-hmm.
We should probably end up with around 130,000 voters for early voting this year. It's never been that high.
That's insane.
This will exceed 2020 by 15 or 20,000 voters. Even with 130,000 voters voting early, there's over 220,000 more voters that are going to be voting on Election Day tomorrow. So now they'll be voting in 215 separate polling sites. So the impact in each polling site will be less, but it's still going to be a very busy day. According to the Board of Elections, nearly 500,000 people are registered to vote in Monroe County this year. That's the most registered voters in the county's history.
Interesting.
And it goes to show you, yeah, people do want their voices heard, especially this election. For the first time ever, the county will issue a robocall to those voters with a phone number on record. I mean, that call you most likely already received, which contained a quick message with important deadline information.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of us have been receiving 100 political text messages a day. So I'm looking forward to those ending. But the deadline to vote is tomorrow. Who is it going to be? Donald J. Trump? Kamala Harris? We don't know, but do your part. And we talked about this earlier at 810. Breezy brought up a good point. So many people today are experiencing voting anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
It's an anxious time.
whether it be like who's going to win or just like how to fill out the actual ballot itself. It ranges from all of it. And a lot of people don't even realize you have to vote on the back as well for other things that are just specifically catered to New York State. So don't forget to do that tomorrow if you're voting.
Yeah.
But yeah, listen, I was in Boston this weekend, which was a good distraction from the voting anxiety because, you know, just get away, nice little weekend getaway. But I will tell you one thing. There is never a dull moment when it comes to traveling with me. There's never not a story to be told. And the story I'm about to tell you impacts not only me, not only you, but our station as a whole.
She doesn't chase the drama, ladies and gentlemen. The drama chases her.
It sure does. We'll tell you all about that coming up next.
98 PXY.
PXY mornings, Moose, Breezy. We always like to say anytime Breezy takes a trip, I don't care where she's going. But even this weekend, one of the questions I got asked by somebody is like, how come there's always drama when Breezy goes away? Says so just, you know.
How come there's always drama when Breezy does anything? That should be the But like, question.
It's like she says, she doesn't chase the drama chases her.
I can't help that. That's not my call. You know what I mean? So over the weekend, went to Boston, and my girlfriend was like, let's drive to Boston. And I was like, I'm not driving to Boston. I'm not driving 6 hours one way.
It's not too bad of a drive.
I'm so good.
You could take the scenic route.
It is so boring. No, it's so straight. It's so boring. It's just 90 the entire way. I hate it.
You want to talk about a boring drive? I had to drive through Wisconsin. Oh, that was painful.
So I was like, we're not driving. We're flying. She's like, we all know I'd be the one driving, but whatever. So I made us fly to Buffalo.
45-minute flight?
So. Yeah, it was quick. So we flew. It was great. Got there, and we stayed with her best friend from high school.
First time meeting.
They had her and her boyfriend had a great place. Very, very, very hospitable. Like,
I love that.
Great hospitality. Like, amazing.
Fresh towels.
Literally. She had fresh donuts made for us. I was like, honestly, Sly. So we get there and they were like, oh, well, we have to work. So we had a whole day to ourselves just to explore. We went to the aquarium there. We went to Quincy Market. We did all the things. Right?
I saw you guys were dabbling in some beer tasting.
Absolutely.
That a girl.
I mean, not me. I don't drink beer, but you know how it goes.
Silly me.
So we spent the whole day exploring, and then we went and got a lobster roll. It was iconic. And then we were like, let's go back and to their place, get ready for dinner, because we had a dinner reservation with them after they worked all day. So my girlfriend orders an Uber, and in Boston, it's hard to get an Uber because all the streets are one way. So you have to meet like at an alternative location for them to be able to pick you up. Obviously, if you're not from the area, you don't really know the streets that well. So she orders it, and it had our drop off pickup location maybe like 3 blocks from where we were. So we're trying to navigate exactly where we're going, and my girlfriend's losing it because she's overstimulated. There's a lot of sirens. She can't figure out where the map's going. The dot keeps moving. Like it, she was like, I can't do this. And I was like, okay, I'll figure it out, whatever.
I wish I was overstimulated.
So we get a call from our Uber driver, and he's like, hey, like, are you coming? Because he had been waiting there for a minute. And I was like, I'm so sorry. Right. Like, we're coming. Like,
two girls getting ready.
I thought he was going to cancel on us. We're trying to navigate the streets of Boston. We can't figure it out. Like,
it's a patient man right there.
So we roll up and we spot our Uber driver, and he's out of the car stretching.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, okay, hi. Like, never seen that before. He's like, sorry.
He was waiting a long time, probably.
I was just stretching. He's Scottish.
Are you sure, or Australian?
And I'm like, okay, like,
because you've confused the two before.
I know. I don't know accents at all. I hate them. But anyways, he's standing outside. He's stretching and coughing. And I'm like,
stretching and coughing?
Coughing. Having a coughing fit.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, do you have COVID?
Right.
With sore muscles? Like, what's happening here? So he's like, you're lucky I didn't cancel on you. because I've been waiting so long, and I'm like,
oh, now you just went into an English accent.
I have no idea what it was. Anyways, he had an accent. So I'm like, okay, thank you. So we're chatting, and he's like, where are you from? And we're like, New York. And he's like, oh, whereabouts in New York? Whenever you tell someone that, they're like, I love Times Square.
I love the city.
I love Central Park. It's like, no. I'm like, oh, we live upstate. He's like, well, where? And I was like, Rochester. He's like, oh my God, I just moved here from Rochester back in May.
No kidding.
And I was like, what?
From Rochester to Boston.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, yeah, I lived in Copse Hill. I was like, okay, random. He's like, I was a professor at Brockport and all this stuff.
Oh, small world.
I was like, so crazy. So we're chatting. And he's like, what do you do for work? And I was like, well, I'm a radio host. He's like, what station? And I was like, 98 PXY. I'm the morning show host. He was like, oh, I listen to you every morning when I lived in Rochester. He was like, I listened to you for literally 5 years. Like, I know you got a new co-host recently and blah, 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 blah. And
sure.
He started reciting like bits I did back in like 2021.
Oh yeah, people don't forget.
And I was like, oh my, he was like, my wife and I would come home every night and like talk about what you guys talked about on the radio.
Oh my God, that's so random.
Like, what? He's like, I'm like a huge fan.
So all of a sudden you didn't care anymore that he had COVID.
No, I was like, oh my God, great. I started kissing him on the mouth. I was like, wait, what? He's like, can we get a selfie when we park? And I was like,
oh, you guys sent it to his wife.
Sure. So he's like fangirling. I'm in Massachusetts. Like, there's just simply no way. And I went to Boston back in July. Same thing happened. Not like a fan or of the show, but
right.
I was on the street and this girl was like, hey, I know you. And I was like, what? I'm in a completely different state. She's like, we go to the gym together. We go to the same gym. And I'm like, oh my God, so random, right? So this is the second time I've been in a different state where I've been recognized. And I was like, what are the literal chances? This world is so big, yet so small. I'm in Massachusetts, nowhere near my home state, and in a completely different city. And this guy's like, oh yeah, I listen to your morning show all the time.
Yeah, it's a big world, but it's so small. And I told you, like,
he could have canceled.
He could have.
He easily could have canceled on us.
Why do you think the reason you met him?
Why did
the universe connect you to?
I don't know, but it was so crazy. So shout out Alexander. I'll post the photo of us. No, literally, he kind of slays. Kind of like a vibe.
I told you when I was in Vegas for my 40th birthday, I was at the most random French restaurant. We're sitting at a bar, day drinking, mm-hmm. as one would do when you're in Las Vegas. And I'm sitting next to a girl and her mom, and they look over at me, and they're like, are you Moose? I'm like, wow, no way. I was like, who are you? And they're like, oh, we live right off Park Ave. We listen to the show in the morning. We're here to go see Adele. And oh, I'm like, God. Oh, Adele. Breezy wanted so badly to go see Adele.
Bad,
so I took photos with them and everything, but so random to be on the other side of the country and you're sitting next to two people who live 5 minutes from you. It's so odd, but it's so exciting when that type of thing happens too.
So he followed me on Instagram. So I started looking at all this stuff. He posts about walking down Park Ave with his dog. Just so weird.
Did you ask him where he's originally from with the accent? No, you didn't, because it was all about you. Right. Of course.
Yeah. I sent you the picture of him. He's swaggy.
You did?
He's swaggy.
Look, let me take a look at what this guy is. Yeah. Oh, he's exactly what I thought he was going to look
like. Yeah.
He's got the camo pants, the tattoo.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, I was obsessed.
Oh, and he's wearing a fanny pack.
Yeah.
That's my guy right there. I've been trying to bring the fanny back since 2021.
It's been back.
No, it hasn't.
Very, very much back.
No, I'm bringing
the
it back.
The fanny pack?
Yeah.
Are you high?
No guys wear fanny packs anymore.
Every guy wears a fanny pack.
No,
have you been?
They wear like
a sling bag.
That's not a fanny pack.
Yes, it is.
This is the pouch right above your crotch, right around the waist. Mm. Most of these guys are wearing that little tiny wallet strap around their chest. That's not a fanny pack.
It's Lulu.
What do you call that? Like a merce? That's what that is.
It's not, because girls wear it too.
I'm bringing back the fanny pack, you guys. You just wait and see. I got one coming through Amazon right now. It's pleather.
It's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
One show. dare. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present
Dare I Said It
on the number one hit music station. 98
BXY. It's time to clear the air.
Let's clear it.
Thank you for supporting my singing journey. I haven't kicked one off yet, but I will. 585-252-9800. Anything goes, you guys. Send us your unpopular opinions. We'll give you 7 minutes on the clock starting right now. Let's go to Steve. He's first up at bat. No matter how often chefs say the flavor is in the fat, people will continue to buy the leanest meat possible and then complain it's tasteless. There, mm-hmm. I said it. Steve, I got to agree with you, buddy. Nice take.
This person wrote, buffalo chicken pizza is overrated along with the hype of anything buffalo flavored. There, I said it.
I had it yesterday.
Buffalo chicken pizza?
Pontillo's.
Shout out, Jerry.
Well, our boy Jerry.
Jerry the pizza guy.
You know, because it was my niece Olivia. I got to give her a huge happy birthday. She turned 11 yesterday. She's turning into a young woman, I guess. But anyways, she's got a lot of attitude, that girl. But anyways, my brother is constantly like, I'm like, what are we eating? He's like, pizza. Okay. Why do I even ask anymore?
Right. But, I'm sure your mom is rolling.
But the buffalo chicken pizza that Pontillo's delivered yesterday, I got to say, it was pretty good. Who's this person? Pasta salad is not a salad. It's just a name to make a dish of cold pasta sound healthy. There, I said it.
Mm.
I love salad. Pasta salad. Potato salad.
Dripping in olive oil.
Potato salad. Eggs.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Salad. I love salad.
This person said, a normal bra and underwear is almost sexier than lingerie. There, I said it.
Ooh, yeah. I've seen, when I'm walking through the women's section at Target, accidentally, I'm not going to Target. Never mind. What? But, you know, they have some nice sets for, you know, older ladies.
What? Moose is like, I've tried all of them on. Sure. Right. He's like, my favorite shade is salmon.
What's going on with the clothes today? I mean, has anyone else noticed that? Like, these young, pretty women have to go to these stores, and everything is like this old, boxy fit with huge patterns. What are they doing with women clothing today?
I don't
understand it. It's like, does everybody have to feel like they need to dress like a 70-year-old aunt?
I mean, it's back in style.
It's the huge
pattern. The shoulder pads. I love it.
It's odd.
Mine for today is this. I, again, talked about going to Boston this past weekend, and I was in my girlfriend's friend's shower, And if you do not have shampoo and conditioner, I don't trust you. There, I said it.
What do people wash with?
It's the two-in-ones for me. I can't. The two-in-ones.
That's all my shampoo.
I'm like, it's not going to work. It's just not working.
I love...
A guy, maybe, sure, I understand women, slightly a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Women, your two-in-ones? No. I had to use the boyfriends, and I smelt like... what is it? Like pine?
Oh, yeah. Probably pine. Cigar.
Axe.
I was totally against the two-in-one shampoos for men. And then I realized I'm starting to really love it. I've saved quite a few dollars over the years.
And also, not for nothing, but the two-in-ones, they're doubling as body wash as well.
Oh, no. That's the three-in-one. Like, that I'm against.
The three-in-one.
I've seen it everywhere.
Ugh.
Shampoo, conditioner, and body wash.
We
could separate some of the things
I'm
here.
I'm so good.
Mine for today is, I'm just going to come out and say it. I think the world is finally ready for a ginger James Bond.
I think
we're ready, guys. Oh, speaking of ginger. Hi, Hannah.
Ginger?
She's
That's
a brunette.
So offensive. What? That's so offensive.
How do you figure? You are a ginger.
Hannah? Jackie's a ginger.
What?
Are you blind?
We need to get your eyes tested. What is going on?
I'm calling Lens Crafters after the show.
Aren't you Irish?
Jackie's a ginger.
Yeah, not all Irish people are ginger.
They're
also,
not?
Can you not see? Hannah, will you turn the lights on, please?
Nope.
Oh, that's not.
First of all.
No offense, Hannah, respectfully. She has more gray hair than anything.
I'm stressed. It's okay.
Oh, my God. Respectfully.
Respectfully, of course.
Jackie.
Our intern. Do you have pink hair?
Oh, yeah.
Pink and red.
Oh, that'll get you a job real quick.
We're
so judgmental.
They're literally taking people off the streets.
Hannah, tell us your there I said it for today.
I have one based off of Breezy's. If you're not wearing shower shoes in a public shower, and if you're not washing your feet in the shower, you're disgusting. What are you doing?
There she said it.
Hot take. We love
there
it.
She said it.
Nice job. Okay, we'll take that one, Hannah. Thank you. Julie's here. She says, just because your friend catches feelings for you doesn't mean they have an ulterior motive. Every time I've had guy friends, they always end up having ulterior motives, and I had to get this take off my chest. Sometimes someone just likes being your friend and likes you enough that they end up wanting to be more. It doesn't mean they were just faking being your friend the whole time.
So we took the long way with that one.
Okay.
That's very convoluted.
So,
she's like, so back in 09.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You run into this problem a lot, don't you, Hannah? A lot of your guy friends, they always want more.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know, because they just like can't be upfront about things, I guess.
They love gingers.
Oh my God.
Wait, okay. Jerry from Pontillo's was here. He said, whoever says that they like ginger that comes with sushi is lying. There, I said it. Different type of ginger, obviously, but.
Oh, I love the ginger that comes with sushi.
You're lying.
I eat it, though. I'll eat it separate.
Oh, God. Okay.
If people are not excited about this presidential election, then you're what's wrong with this country. That's coming from Shanna. There, I said it. All right, Shanna.
Shanna, sweetie.
Maybe she meant to say Shannon, but what do I know? Yeah, okay.
Not Shanna.
If you're not excited
about
what's to come tomorrow, then Shanna says you're what's wrong with this country. Okay.
Oh my God, speaking of the shower, keeping in the realm of the shower, this person says baths are better than showers. There, I said it. That is simply not true. That is simply not true. I love a bath. I'll dabble, of course. I mean, I don't have a tub. But when I take a bath, I have to shower after. I'm just sitting in a pool of my own dead skin.
Yeah, and your own filth. Now, I do have a stand-up shower now in my apartment. But my last apartment, I had a bathtub. And once a week, I'd fill it up with Epsom salts. And I'd get the candles and the sheet mask. Does that make me odd as a grown man to do that? Is that odd to hear that?
I don't want to think about it, but it's like, it's okay.
It's okay?
Yeah.
I don't understand why guys get the backlash for that. Like, I want to relax just like you do. I too have a pulse. I too work hard. Why can't I relax with a nice bath?
Yeah, I mean, for sure.
The only regret I have is answering a FaceTime from my brother while I was doing that. But
it was your niece. She's like, ah!
Oh, God.
a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
Vibrant color, oratory skills, a deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece
Theater. It is Moosterpiece Theater on PXY Mornings. I picked a movie that Breezy's never seen. We're going to act out an iconic scene from that film, and Breezy will go home, watch it, and bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review. The election is tomorrow. With that being said, this movie is all political, and it's a good one. And I have a feeling you're going to crush today. What did you do so well? What did we do last week? The Conjuring?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Was that the last Halloween film we did?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I
crushed it.
You knocked it out of the park, I will say that. Today, I need you to be the method actress I know you know how to be.
Got it.
Okay. So basically what's happening here is somebody is up to no good. Somebody's a cheater. So if you've ever cheated on anyone, Breezy, which I don't think you have.
Never.
I just need you to pull from some sort of past experience.
Not me.
I mean, you do cheat in life, not maybe on a partner, but you are a cheater. Period. All right. 585-252-9800. If you know the name of the film, let's get to some dramatic music. Lights, camera, and action. Hey, wake up. Your phone rang. Who's calling at 2:30 in the morning? He asked for you by name.
I don't know. You answered him.
I thought it was my phone. I'm going to call back.
Steven, no, it's not funny. Give me my phone back. No, give me my... Steven, I want my phone back.
No, I'm calling him back. I'm going to say I'm your dad.
Hang up the phone right now.
Why is the governor calling you at 2:30 in the morning? Molly? Why is the governor calling you at 2:30 in the morning? Why is he calling you at all?
I'm in trouble. I must be.
Cut. I need you to really... This is where the arc of the whole movie takes off. You're just... You've been caught. You're really... Right? You see what I'm saying? Emotional here.
I'm...
You just got caught.
I'm in trouble! Question mark?
Okay. One more time.
I'm in trouble.
With the governor? What's going on?
Oh my god. Oh my god. I was working on the campaign in Iowa and there was a party... Oh my god, in one of the rooms. And I took the governor a hard copy of the polling numbers.
After the party.
Around midnight. I just say in the doorway. Talking. There's a typo. Sure.
Stood. Okay.
Stay?
Stood? Stood. I stood in the doorway. Sure.
Sure.
Hold on, the music ran out. Alright, wheels are falling off.
I just stood in the doorway, talking to him for a while, and then he just reached behind me and I closed the door.
Were you drunk?
Not that drunk.
How many times?
Just once, Steven, I swear.
Then why is he calling you?
Because I didn't know where else to go, and I needed $900.
For what?
Because I'm pregnant, okay? I'm Catholic and I can't go to my dad. Don't you get it, Steven? I'm pregnant! Oh my god. Oh my god. What have I done? What have I done? Cut.
No, you don't yell cut. I yell cut. I'm the director.
Cut.
Out of a 10, I would give you 3.5 on that performance today.
Well, there was typos, so you know I can't read originally, so I can't read when things are correct, so there's no way I can read when it's not
surprisingly,
correct.
Surprisingly, people actually got this one correct.
Did they?
Yes, surprisingly. I didn't think anybody was going to get it, but it does star two of our favorite men, Ryan Gosling and George Clooney, and, of course, Rochester's very own, rest in peace, Philip Seymour Hoffman. This film was from 2011. Sean guessed it. It was The Ides of March.
Great. She's pregnant, eh?
Great political film. Yeah, she was dabbling in the Company Inc. And you can't do that.
Yikes.
You can't crap where you eat.
So tough.
People do it.
All the time.
So I figured with tomorrow being the election, this is a perfect film for you to watch.
Well, I will definitely be doing so.
You're actually happy with your performance.
I mean, I did the best I could with what I was given.
That's actually very fair. Timberlake just wants to play, so now you know.
Let him play.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and you can download that free Odyssey app for your chance at $5,000 every day, and all you got to do is listen for 1 hour to PXY or PXY Mornings for your shot at the money.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the deal. Obviously, we had to turn the clocks back on Saturday night or early Sunday morning. I think it was at 2 a.m. And because of that, people's schedules are just thrown off. They're missing work. They're forgetting that. I mean, first of all, what clocks do you even have to turn back anymore? It does it automatically. The stove and the microwave. That's it.
Your car?
I think cars do it automatically,
no,
too.
No, they don't. Your car does not do it automatically. Also, your side table clock.
Your wristwatch.
No. Well, if it has hands, for sure.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
if it,
your watch.
Anything Apple related, you don't have to touch, which is great. But I got in my car yesterday from traveling, got home, the microwave, the oven. It's like, okay, anything with a brain, AI's taking over, and they're like, we'll switch it for you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, like my car automatically did it.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine didn't.
Well, we definitely have different cars. Yours is hanging on. Yours is a paperweight with wheels.
I guess. Anyways, so I've been traveling the last two times of daylight savings. So
yeah.
Back in March, I was traveling when it got switched forward. And then to this time, I was traveling when it got switched backwards. And I was talking to my girlfriend because we were flying out on Sunday morning. And I was like, everything's going to be kind of messed up.
Right. You didn't take a red eye, right?
No. She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, because of daylight saving, like, we're going to miss, you know, the flight. She's like, that's simply not how that works. So
that's not how
literally
it works.
Everything's going to be fine. And then I looked up a list of things and tips and tricks to help combat daylight saving. And I'm like, okay, I did all the things on this list. I did the opposite of. Avoid alcohol before bed.
Oh, you got after it.
Oh, I was on 5 espresso martinis. So don't consume caffeine too close to bedtime.
Did
again,
that.
5 espresso martinis. Establish a consistent sleep routine. I was literally sleeping on someone's pullout couch as their metal rod was slamming into my spine. So that's fine.
Their metal rod was slamming into
it
your
was
spine.
So uncomfortable. Whatever. It was free. Doesn't matter. This one says nap in moderation. Nope. Literally going to nap for probably 4 hours at a time. And gradually alter your bedtime. I went to bed at like 8 o'clock last night. So
I don't understand why they keep bringing this up time and time again, how we're going to get rid of daylight savings. They're not going to do it. We just keep doing it. First of all, Arizona, they don't give a crap about daylight savings. They don't do it.
I woke up this morning. I haven't switched back my actual alarm clock yet. So I roll over and I'm like, oh my God. My girlfriend wakes up. She's like, yeah, it's time to wake up. I'm like, what time is it? She's like, it's 4:30. I'm like,
yeah,
but actually 5:30. She goes, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to say what time it actually was 2 days ago.
But how many of you yesterday, when the sun started setting at 4:30?
Instant depression.
Seasonal depression kicked in, right?
Instant.
Granted, it helps today that the weather is going to be 62 and then tomorrow 75 degrees. Not bad for first week in November. This time last year, I'm pretty sure it was like snowing out. But the weather does as far as the temperature helps. But man, this week and just getting up early, it's dark. Some of you go home, it's dark. So you never really get to see daylight this right. time of year around.
It's actually significantly bad for your health. So
you need that vitamin D.
The first thing is it changes your sleep pattern. So even if it's just by an hour, it's negatively impacting not only your sleep schedule, but your health as a whole. It drops your productivity by like 60%, and it's expensive. I don't know why it's expensive, but
what's expensive, about? Yeah, what is expensive about daylight
savings? I don't know. I don't understand. Well, they're saying that it's expensive because according to a study, the changing of the clocks costs Americans $1.7
billion.
Oh. Loss of opportunity when it comes to your hourly wage because of the time that the clocks are moving back. I'm not really sure. Not everyone losing their job because of daylight saving.
No, the way I look at that, though, is
also
that
so unproductive.
You're losing an hour of work. Mm-hmm. So where you really would have started at 8 a.m., you're starting at 7.
Yeah.
So, well, no.
Yeah, because you're falling back. Or you're gaining an hour. But regardless, you're going to lose an hour at some point. So it's going to be bad for the
economy.
Doesn't
it all come out in the wash anyways? Like, come on.
Clearly not. $1.7 billion? That's no washing. Not at all.
We lost $1.7 billion last year because of daylight savings? Well, then let's just stop doing it. We really don't need to
well,
do it.
Well, there's been a petition for quite some time to cut it off, but nobody signed the bill on it yet. So.
No, I'm looking. Well, I hope they capitalize on that. The only thing positive about this is there's been a couple of clocks here in the studio that our engineer hasn't been able to fix, but now everything's
now
back.
They're all on time.
Now they're
until
all
March.
They're all lined up now. It's perfect. It all worked out.
March is going to come around and you're like, shaking your fist at the ceiling.
I'm going to need these
damn
plastics.
It. Yeah. So I'm not a fan, and I'm definitely that girl who's like, so it's 9:40 right now, 9:48, but it really is supposed to be 10:48 right now.
I mean, you can do that with anything, though, Breeze. It's like everybody who's ever visited the West Coast and then comes back to New York. Well, it's really 6:48 right now, not 9:48.
Oh, when we went to California over the summer, I was all messed up. I was thrown for a loop. I was in bed by 8 o'clock. It was 11 at home. I gotta go to bed.
I don't know what it is. I've never let it affect me. Whatever the time says is what the time is.
No, my body's like screaming on the inside. Even just by 1 hour, I'm losing my mind. So almost missed my flight, but don't worry, guys. Thank God I have a girlfriend who doubles as an aide to get me places.
Let it be known that, yes, you were supposed to turn the clocks back. So if you haven't done that, you should probably do it so you don't lose your jobs. Speaks Why Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98PXY.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.